T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nice stuff from Florida Georgia Line. Even better stuff from the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank. With us is the vice president of the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank. You may have seen him on some network television lately. Brian Gulish is with us. Thanks for taking the time, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're terrific. And it's so wonderful to see your work being lauded on, my gosh, CNN, NBC, ABC, all over the place. Causing traffic jams, you guys. What's the matter with you, huh?
I tell you what, the demand right now, the need in not just our community, but across the country and the world for that matter, is quite unprecedented. We've never really seen anything like this. Right now, the way that we are, our response mode, normally when a disaster happens, a flood or something, we respond with food after the fact. Yeah. We are responding during the crisis right now. So that has kind of made us change the way we do things on the fly, the types of distributions we do, because obviously, you know, the big thing right now is social distancing, and we want to enable that we're able to get people food, but with as little to no person-to-person contact possible.
You had to be amazed by the turnout, but you seemed very well prepared the first day you did that with the number of people that turned out. So congratulations to you. How long was that in its inception? I mean, obviously, everybody's, you know, making things up as we go along. We all are. But how long did it take to get that and institute it, to get it out there, to get the food to the people from the time you had the idea to moving it along?
So I'll just rewind 2.5 weeks. That was actually Monday was our fourth such distribution of this model. But every time we've gotten better. The first one was at our warehouse in Duquesne on a Wednesday night. And we actually had to turn away about 50 to 100 cars just because the demand was unprecedented. If we weren't at our warehouse to be able to go back in and pack emergency boxes on the spot, we wouldn't even, it was more than 1,500 vehicles. Then we did a distribution at Heinz Field 2 weeks ago. We did one at Kennywood last Monday.
Right. Yeah.
That's really where the whole idea for having this new, the distribution we had Monday, the Duquesne Police Department, the Chief Dunleavy came to us and said, you know, we think we have an idea that we can help better serve people in a more efficient and safe manner. So we moved it from the Kennywood parking lot, which traffic was backed up for miles on 837, to Linden Street, which runs through the RIDC City Center warehouse down in Duquesne, where our warehouse is located. So that line that everyone saw in that drone footage or helicopter footage stretched 0.9 miles, and it was double-breasted. So if you think about that, literally cars were lined up for nearly 2 miles if we would have stacked those cars nose to nose.
Wow.
How is your supply of food now? I mean, how is your supply keeping up with the demand?
So right now, our supply is good. That said, 2 to 3 weeks from now, we are a little concerned regarding the supply of food. We actually, over the month of February, obviously we're in April now. So March from February, we distributed more than 700,000 pounds in addition to those normal numbers. We definitely seeing this increase. But right now, the supply is strong. We do want to just make sure that we are working every channel we can to be able to order as much food as we can to serve our community.
Oh my. Kristen, were you going to ask a question? I think I jumped on top of you there.
No, I was just saying, wow. I mean, that was very impressive. Now, if we wanted to help out in any way, shape, or form, how can we go about doing that?
So right now, there's two parts of that. There's volunteering, and then there's also you know, spreading the word and donating. So volunteers have actually, we've discontinued volunteers from our warehouse in Duquesne just out of the abundance of caution and safety and health of our staff and also those volunteers to avoid the mass gatherings. Any given week, we'd have 300 to 400 volunteers in our warehouse packing boxes. So right now, the way that we are, the people can make the biggest impact is by donating. They can either donate online at pittsburghfoodbank.org or call 412-460-FOOD. Every dollar provided is, it can serve 5 meals to people in need. So, as I just mentioned before we went on the air, I was with your colleagues over at KDK AM, and, thanks to Larry Richard, the Bruno San Martino Foundation just donated $10,000 to us. So that's enough money to serve 50,000 meals. Wow. So right now, again, that's the way, the amount of inventory that we have to continue to order right now. That increase in food is why we need the money is the most important right now, so we can keep up with that order.
Well, you guys are doing great work, obviously, as you know. Stay safe and sanitary, and I hope this doesn't continue for too long. But as long as it continues, we know that we can count on the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank being there with helping hands. Brian, thanks for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks,
Brian.
You too. Thanks.
It's Brian Gulish. He's the Vice President of Gulish of the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank for helping hands here with us on Y108 as we continue.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.